Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of Hebrews chapter 12, we were learning that we must always be careful not to let minor differences between ourselves and other people or a ministry of the church affect other members of the church. Let's continue with that lesson today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is the scene of the giving of the law from Mount Sinai when God made his conditional covenant with Israel. You read about it in Exodus 19 and 20. The Hebrew Christians are being urged to not linger at Sinai, that is, to not go back to the law, rather there to go on to Zion. In retrospect, the command is, don't linger under the old. Go on to that new covenant. Sometimes you see people who are down because of something that happened to them in the past. They never left it in their mind, although they may have left it in their body. That might have been happened somewhere 2,000 miles away. On the other hand, there may be one who always speaks of something good in the past. But just like that depressed and downcast person, they're still living in the past, although it may have been good. The person says, boy, I remember at such and such a church, boy, this was good and that was good, and I remember we used to do this, we used to do that. Well, the has-been isn't doing it now. And so, either way, it is a failure. And it becomes a weight in our life. See, they've been told they came to a different mountain than Sinai when they came to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, again, verses 18 through 20, we see the fearful vision of the burning and the blackness of the tempest and the trumpet. These are fearful manifestations of divine power. Enough to chill the stoutest heart. And so, again, verse 21. So terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. Now, the word fear uses a preposition. The preposition is ekphobos. That's a compound Greek word. Ek is capitalized in Greek meaning exceeding or greatly. And phobos is the part of that word from which we get our word phobia. And so they're moved with fear, and then in verse 19, entreated means they begged out of fear. So when you look at verse 21, literally Moses is saying, I'm completely terrified and frightened. Now think of that. Moses met God at the burning bush and had proven God's love. He had proven his grace in so many ways. And isn't it interesting? Moses proved God's love and grace and the liberalization and liberty, should I call it, from taking them from the bondage of Egypt, which is a picture of the world and worldliness. And you don't see Moses dancing or using that beat-driven music, but you do see him getting mad and throwing down the tablets when the children of Israel are dancing and using the beat-driven music that Joshua thought was the drums of war. And it was war. It was the war of Satan against the people of God. But he had been through this. He had experienced the grace of God in many ways and at that burning bush. But when Moses ascends this Mount Sinai, his whole body shakes. with fright. Now understand who this man Moses is. When he came off the mount, the people quaked in his presence. Now, here's a few million people. Now, you would think that even just 1 million people, they had more than 1 million people. You'd think 100,000 people, they had a whole lot more than 100,000. They had hundreds of thousands of people. Millions. You wouldn't think they'd be afraid of just one man, no weapons in his hands. But they all quaked in his presence. Moses had the hand of God and the power of God upon him. But they all quaked in his presence. Moses had the hand of God and the power of God upon him. But when Moses, when he approaches that mount, he is as terrified as these people. With what would we normally associate blackness and darkness? Well, sin. The law was given as a schoolmaster to show us our need of Christ. In Romans 7, verse 7, it says, "What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid, nay. I had not known sin, but by the law, for I had not known lust, except the law had said, thou shalt not covet." Now, the law proved we are not basically good. The law showed me my real self is the idea. The law was never designed to bring salvation to our soul. The law was designed by God to show us that our souls need saved. That no matter how hard we tried and how religious we became, we couldn't save our own souls. We needed a Savior, and the law was designed to do that. The law of itself was holy and good. But its purpose was not to be an instrument that saves a soul, but rather to show a soul it needs to be saved. If even a beast touched the mountain, it was thrust through. This speaks of the holiness of God. All the creation will bow before him. Everything in heaven, everything on earth, and everything under the earth, we're told. He is the sovereign, almighty God. Everything we see at Mount Sinai, with the giving of the law, including the lightning and the thundering, the quaking of the mountain, of the voices, was all designed to impress God's awesome holiness upon the people. You see, my friend, one is not to trifle with God. The beast were stoned or thrust through shows his unapproachable holiness. And the defilement of sin on every man and beast. It is meekness, modesty, purity, and piety that endure and endear a man to God. Sending the people to Zion from the mount was a good thing, but it took 40 years. But oh, the symbolism of that trip from Mount Sinai to Mount Zion. Symbolic of taking them from the law to the grace of God and salvation. Yes, the law showed we need a Savior. No man can approach unto God in the fullness of his holiness. No man can be just of his own works. Moses quaked when he knew the holy God and his power, and Moses knew the delicate sin nature that he himself had. And he knew it would not withstand the judgment of God of its own. This is why we read in the New Testament, in Romans chapter 3, verses 19 through 24. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth might be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. You see, that simply is telling us that absolutely no one can claim righteousness and that they deserve heaven, let alone to enter his presence. My friend, there are not many roads to heaven, and this is what this is letting us know. There's only one way, and that's through Christ. Verse 20 of Romans 3 goes on. He says, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. In other words, the law will show we are not worthy. For the law gives knowledge that we're sinners. Well, the law is holy. And just compared to this law God gave, it showed us how sinful we are in and of ourselves. But the law is put there that we might seek a Savior. That Savior that was promised to Eve back in Genesis chapter 3. When she was told her seed. Isn't it interesting? The seed comes from normally a man, but Jesus didn't have a human father. The seed was of God. We go in Romans 3:21, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by the faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. The only, I emphasize only, the only righteousness that allows one into the presence of God and to escape from the eternal lake of fire is the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that righteousness is appropriated to us by faith when we desire and we call upon Him to save us from our sin. Now, my friend, we have all sinned. And that's what Romans 3:23, the next verse says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All. That's not a predestined group have sinned and come short of the glory of God. No, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. No one is exempt. All have sinned. And that's why in Romans 6:23, read, for the wages, what we have earned, what every one of us have coming to us, the wages of sin is death, final, complete separation from God forever in that lake of fire where one does not cease to exist, where one will never escape. He says, being justified freely. We didn't earn it. Verse 24, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. You know what that's telling us? Justification comes by the grace of God through the redemption, that is, through the cross, that was purchased for us by the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, you don't get to heaven by being a good Muslim. You don't get to heaven by being a good Mormon. You don't get to heaven by being a good Baptist. You don't get to heaven by being a good Catholic. You don't get to heaven by being a good anything else. The only way to heaven is through the Lord Jesus Christ and Christ alone. You try any other way, my friend, I can tell you on the authority of God's word that hell is your destiny. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
And so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.